Well, America is the largest human and child trafficking organization in the world, and the reason it's today's top story is because everyone else ignores this story. And I really want to make sure that Redacted is a place that never, ever forgets that this is one of the biggest stains in American history and needs to be addressed. It is verifiable and well-documented that America is the largest child trafficking organization in the world. We've documented this countless times here on the show, while the corporate media totally ignores it and covers up this story. Not only ignores it, but they suppress this story. When we cover it here on YouTube, it gets suppressed. So hopefully Rumble pushes it out. We've got to get more attention on this story as these children are being trafficked and humans are being trafficked, even adults in America. But now this investigation has taken an even darker turn with federal officers raiding local police departments and state police raiding local police departments who've uncovered major pieces of the human trafficking story. Are they trying to silence investigators who are hot on their trail? It's hard not to see it any other way. So what exactly happened? Well, last week, the Tennessee Bureau of Investigations, TBI, last week raided both the Millersville Police Department precinct and the personal residence of its assistant chief of police, Sean Taylor. There he is. That's Sean Taylor, according to Taylor himself. And now it's been confirmed. These files reportedly contained evidence of fraudulent mortgages, human trafficking, election fraud, drug trafficking operations involving members of the United States Congress, attorneys general, and law enforcement officials. And he said these compromised individuals had connections to BRICS nations. BRICS, of course, started out Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, particularly China, though, which seems tied directly to these fraudulent mortgages and land purchases, helping China buy up buildings and land in the United States. We don't know the full details of it. Hopefully we will soon. So they raided Sean Taylor's home and the police department. He released this video, which has now gone viral. He says the TBI, the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation, seized evidence regarding corruption that they had locally tied to corruption nationally. They knew local officials in Tennessee had tied to national corruption. They took our files, he says, and they are unable to complete these cases.
Wait, wait. So what you're saying is that this guy was investigating bad stuff. He was not doing bad stuff.
Right.
And they took his investigation. Okay, sorry.
Right. And as you'll see, of course, they're trying to then paint him as part of the corruption himself, right, or the police department as part of this. So this is very convenient. Anyway, here's Sean Taylor. Listen to him in his own words, and you be the judge.
Hello, everyone. I'm Assistant Chief Sean Taylor with the Millersville Police Department in Middle Tennessee. Many of you may have seen my video last week regarding the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation raiding our police department and my personal residence. They came and they seized evidence regarding corruption that we had locally that tied into corruption nationally, and they took all of our files so that we are unable to complete these cases. The cases that we've been working on affect every American. They affect us in the mortgages, fraudulent mortgages, human trafficking, narcotics trafficking, and many other crimes. We have crisscrossed the United States talking to state attorney generals, senators, congresspeople, and numerous law enforcement officials throughout the United States. We've identified a major corruption that's transnational. It involves the BRICS nations in China and investment companies and fraudulent mortgages on homes here in the United States, in very key counties and key states. It goes into the election integrity and fraud, and is creating a geopolitical shift within our political system. This is a multifaceted attack from a foreign adversary who is paying off our local municipal, county, state, and federal politicians to keep from coming to light. We are moving forward with this case in other states and other arenas, even though they have taken our files and our information. This is very important to us. When I say us, I mean we the people. It's time that we the people come together. It's time that we stop allowing ourselves to be segregated by our own government. No matter what race you are, what creed, or what religion you are Americans. We need to stand together as Americans and demand accountability of our elected officials. It's time for this corruption to stop and for us to have our country back so that we know we leave it in the good hands to our children, our grandchildren, because if we don't stand up and do this, we will no longer have a country to hand over to them. I'd like to send a special thanks out to Mark Fincham. He wrote a very good article that all of you can go and read at yournews.com.
Which we'll get to here in a second.
Okay. So, did you have some backup guy? I want to know about that.
Paper also, backup, electronic backup. Well, you take all their computers.
Yeah.
Take all their computers, all of, you know, unless you've got some sort of iCloud backup or some sort of a Google Drive backup or something. I mean, we hope so. Right?
And on in this day and age, you need to say into a camera, I am not suicidal.
Yes. Right? I have no, you know.
I don't have suicidal ideation.
So we should point out here, based on our reporting here at Redacted has uncovered, there is nothing he's saying that is incorrect. What they're trying to hide by raiding his home in the police department, what specifically did they find which members of Congress are compromised in child trafficking operations? I hope we learn their names soon. I hope we learn which law enforcement officials have been involved in these mortgage fraud schemes. Wire fraud, covering up this information. It would be really fascinating to know. But even before he had this job as assistant police chief, the local media tried to discredit him as a far right-wing conspiracy nut. And now they're jumping all over that moniker, saying, look how they, and even look at this, look how they title their articles about Sean Taylor. TBI agents raid Millersville Police Department, home of town's conspiracy cop, as probe intensifies.
Well, if you're a conspiracy cop, they don't need to. Just leave you to your crazy, then. Nobody needs to raid someone who's just stirring up crazy stuff.
Yeah.
They only raid you if you've got stuff they want to see.
Exactly. Exactly. If they come after you, if they attack you, then you know you're on to something. Exactly. So what exactly does he believe that makes him a conspiracy nut? Well, watch how News Channel 5 in Nashville portrays him as a nut. Watch.
Department has started doing investigations into numerous things.
As News Channel 5 Investigates first revealed, Millersville Assistant Police Chief Sean Taylor came to the job earlier this year with a head full of conspiracies.
Al Gore, you're a piece of just so you know.
Claiming that political forces from both parties are involved in child sex trafficking. He was behind the arrest of former Millersville Mayor Tim Lassiter. As suggested on right-wing podcasts, there was more to come.
Correct. The current mayor right now is backing us 100%. The city manager, chief of police, is backing us 100%.
Yeah, he's a nut for saying that both parties are involved in child trafficking. That is verifiable. It's being run by the Department of Homeland Security through many non-governmental organizations.
If you had said that to me in 2016, I'd be like, oh, come on. But this is the year 2024, and yeah, that sounds about right.
This reporter doesn't know his shit. Study. Pick up a book. Study it. I mean, how many interviews have we had with J.J. Carroll here on the show, friend of the show? He and Ryan Mata, of course, putting together a massive documentary on treason, on the child trafficking in this country. And again, over 500,000 children being, sexually trafficked in this country.
Department of Homeland Security this month admitted that 300,000 unaccompanied minors have been lost.
That's low.
Inside the U.S. government. So this has happened on the Biden-Harris watch. And yes, Philip's probably right. It has been happening since long before then. But it is at a crescendo right now under the current political leadership.
That was Channel 5 in Nashville. Here's Channel 4 also calling him a conspiracy cop during an interview with the city attorney. Watch.
The warrant requests the phone of Sean Taylor, the city's assistant police chief, who has spoken on podcasts about conspiracy theories.
Should he have a place as a police officer in the Millersville Police Department if he does believe in these conspiracy theories?
We're talking about an individual who has probably been psychologically assessed more than a dozen times, and every time comes out to be to pass with flying colors and no issues. So some people may disagree with his political views, but that doesn't mean that he's a danger to society or anything else.
Should he resign at this point?
Should he resign?
What theories? What's wrong? He said is wrong.
He's like, these people are committing crimes. I'm investigating it. Like, that's a conspiracy theory. You've got to stop. You have no proof that they've committed the crimes. Like, that's why I'm investigating it, dumbass. Like, right. Like, seriously.
And literally, as part of the arrest or as part of the search documents, included the child sex trafficking information. It's right there in the documents. Yeah. No, these politicians got their hands. They're totally clean. They're
conspiracy
not involved
theory
in this at all.
Is code for we don't want to hear this or report on it.
Or we're too ignorant to actually look into it. If these two reporters from these two different news stations, who are, of course, you know, they're all part of a corporate media conglomerate, if they actually took time and investigated this, went to the border or interviewed individuals who are literally responsible for handing off children across this country, over 500,000 of these children sexually trafficked, get your head out of your asses. Local media, you are hacks. You are total hacks. Anyway, so they're calling this a conspiracy. Everything they're claiming is a conspiracy we've covered here on the show, in fact, has all been proven as testimony in front of the United States Senate. So you can kiss my ass. So Mark Fincham, Executive Director of Election Fairness Institute, has been investigating a nationwide multi-trillion dollar money laundering scheme that confirms exactly what Sean Taylor is saying. He recommended this article, and it's not a conspiracy at all. I want to put this up on the screen here. This is from Mark Fincham. Says the Honorable Mark Fincham, Executive Director of EFI, the Election Fairness Institute, has also made significant progress in tracking what is known as smurfing, which is a unique type of political money laundering, the same activity that the James O'Keefe Media Group has reported on over the last 18 months, with virtually no meaningful criminal prosecutions. Over the last several months, our investigation has also made a connection between child sex trafficking, highly placed political figures, and media personalities, including a well-known Scripps Media Company reporter in the Nashville area. Oh, interesting. These are the same Nashville television stations reporting on this. And law enforcement agents as well, with the level of compromise that runs vertically from perpetrators to the Tennessee Attorney General and Inspector General. It's clear the level of corruption is unprecedented. Proof of our pervasive corruption was made manifest on September 4th at approximately 9:45 a.m. when a search warrant was executed on the Millersville Police Department for records and electronic devices. Yeah. So, again, it's interesting that the media, I wonder who in the Nashville media is on this list. Would be really interesting to find out. So they were about to... I'm sorry. Let me go back to that because I forgot the last sentence of this. Listen to this. Sorry. We informed several state attorneys general that we are at the point where we are ready to present cases for grand juries to begin hearing arguments and issuing indictments, including the Tennessee Attorney General. And then suddenly the unthinkable happens. So they were about to present cases to the grand jury issuing indictments. And the TBI, Tennessee Bureau of Investigation, swoops in and puts a stop to it because these elites need to be protected at all costs. These elites, of course, need to protect their multi-billion dollar a year child trafficking operations. It's one of the largest money-making operations in the world. Look it up. Also, if you want to understand organ harvesting, go down a rabbit hole of organ harvesting. It'll make you sick to your stomach. You'll never hear that on the mainstream media. These children just being used and thrown away. Makes me sick. Mortgage fraud, and so much more on this list. Makes any sense? Follow the money, of course, in all of this. Meanwhile, the Biden-Harris administration is actively trying to block key child predatory laws in the new UN Treaty on Human Trafficking. The Biden administration, along with the EU, doesn't want it to be a problem for people to have access and share child pornography. They don't want it to be a crime as part of the United Nations International Treaty for criminalizing child pornography. Yes, in fact, one of the delegates during the panel discussion, at the UN said, quote, there are national laws children made as of the age of 14 and above to have sexual intercourse. Any countries have similar national legislation. Our national understanding is that children above the age of 14 have a right to develop these sexual relationships. Children at any age may choose to have a sexual relationship with a person that is, for example, 19 years old, therefore an adult. The children might produce pictures in the course of that engagement and share them with each other. And so they don't want them to be criminalized. So this also, of course, protects pedophiles who are not 19 years old and do not have relationships with 14-year-olds. A 52-year-old man, for instance, could be actively involved in this. It's disgusting. So why is the Biden-Harris administration defending this at the United Nations? So it'd be interesting to see tonight during the debate, during the presidential debate, if any of these types of questions come up from ABC News on human trafficking, why the Harris Biden administration, one of the largest purveyors of child trafficking in the world. Mm-hmm. But they won't. David Muir from ABC News, who's doing the debate tonight, he's not going to ask that question.
Surely not.
He'll ask.
Possible that Donald Trump brings it up, but, you know, she would hit back of you and the cages in the border and muck it all up. But again, the data shows that more lost children have crossed the border into the United States during the Biden-Harris administration, and she should not be let off the hook for that. So we'll see.
It's infuriating. I mean,
yeah.
I keep coming back to this. I just don't know how, and I can't wrap my head around how this is not one of the most discussed stories in the world, in the United States. It should lead every nightly newscast. These children that are coming across the border, these children that are being ferreted around by these elites in the United States, these government officials who are a part of it. And then when we start to look into it and investigate it, you know, they swoop in and they issue warrants for arrests.
That's wild.
So Sean Taylor, I don't know the full story of Sean Taylor, but, you know, it sounds like a total cover up to me. So we'll keep watching this story.